News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We built this city with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. That's the truth. And they are here this morning in the studio. Jonathan Cook, the owner, is here. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's Wednesday, middle of the week, so I always look forward to this day.
I love having you on the show. You're fun.
Right. Yeah, no, I like doing it. And everything's going good. Spring is here. I hear we have one more cold front coming, and then it's supposed to be out of here. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. It's a great time to look forward to doing all those outside projects we've been putting off.
Absolutely.
It's a good time to kick the year off.
Well, if you've got questions for Jonathan, you've been thinking about doing a project at home, maybe something outside now that the weather's getting better, 850-437-1620. He'd be happy to answer your questions. He's definitely the expert on construction and remodeling and flooring, so that's why he's here on the expert panel. Why don't you tell some folks about your company, because maybe somebody's tuning in and they haven't heard of your business before.
Right. I mean, who hasn't heard of us?
Everyone's heard. Let me rephrase that. Everyone's heard of you, but they may not know your history.
Okay, let me remind. Okay. So we've been in business for 21 years. We started in 2005. We specialize in home remodeling and flooring. So that's pretty much any kind of home remodeling, kitchen, bathroom, fencing, siding, windows, doors, things like that. And then we have the flooring store to go with it, right? So then we do interior like sheetrock, trim, paint, and of course flooring. So a lot of people think that we're just a construction company or an install company, but the truth is we actually retail a lot of material out of our store to contractors and homeowners that either want to hire us to come and install flooring for them or just want to buy material, right? So we import a lot of different flooring. And the reason we do that is because we can, one, control the quality of what we're getting. We can control the price of what we're getting, and we can control when we're getting it. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the reasons why we do that. And then we're able to give those prices onto our customers, which means, you know, either better quality, better pricing, or faster timeline on your flooring. So we have a lot of builders and contractors that buy from us at wholesale prices, and the public. We have a lot of customers in the public that buy from us. And then versa, we have a lot of customers that also buy and have us install it. That's a big part of our business is just retailing material. And so we're retailing material all the way from here to Panama City.
Wow. Okay. Well, if I was interested and I'm thinking, well, I'm not even sure where to start, can I come to the showroom and take a look?
Right.
And where is it located?
So you can. So it's on Palafox Street right there at Palafox and 9 Mile. So we're one block south of 9 Mile Road on Old Palafox, but it's 9320 North Palafox. That's the address. So you can come by there. You can look at samples. Just come check in with us. Say, hey, you can check out samples. We have some paint samples there because a lot of times people will be wanting to repaint when they do their flooring. Mm-hmm. So we try to keep paint samples there so people can kind of, you know, compare and match and say, okay, well, I'm going to go with a color about like this. And so pick a flooring that matches it good. But also we do all of our scheduling for the construction side there. So the girls there can schedule you for an estimate or just a consultation. And so we do both. So every Tuesday and Thursday, we do estimates and we do consultations. And the difference is sometimes people will call and say, hey, you know, I'm thinking about doing some home repairs or home remodeling, or I got some questions. I'm not necessarily ready for an estimate, but I just want to kind of talk about some of my ideas and then figure out where I want to go from there. And then I'll come out and one of us will come out, usually me. Mm-hmm. And then we're look through what you have and talk about it and then come up with a good plan to start with. And then once we figure out what you want to start with, we can go from there to an estimate.
So is there a fee in that initial consultation?
No, so all that's free. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So consultation, estimate, it's all free.
Okay. Because I've said many times, I'm really thinking about redoing that bathroom.
Right.
Yeah, I got to get Jonathan over there to take a look.
I mean, so I set aside Tuesdays and Thursdays just for that.
Yeah.
So I really don't mind when people call and say, hey, just come out and take a look at it, because that literally is my entire day, Tuesday and Thursday.
Huh.
And that time is set aside for that. So I don't mind coming out and looking at it. As long as you can call and schedule it in one of those days, then I've got all day just for that. So.
Well, it's clear to me after talking to you all these months is that you definitely have a designer's eye. He doesn't claim to. He says, I'm not an architect, but I'm telling you, from what I've heard and the stories I've heard, he understands color, trends, all the different textures. That's all part of it.
I think part of it is the fact that I've been doing it so long, right?
Because how many years?
Well, so I've had this business for 21 years.
Wow.
But I worked with my dad for 10, 12 years before that doing it. So I think part of it is the fact that I've been doing it so long. But the other big part of it is that I've worked with so many different people.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you work with somebody new, you're looking at their colors, their scheme, their ideas, right?
Which ought to be interesting sometimes.
It is. And sometimes I'll come in there and somebody would be like, hey, this is what I want to do. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, that's not going to look good.
That psychedelic purple may not work.
And then it will. And then it will, right?
Right.
So that's part of it, is when you do it so many times with so many different people, that I'm kind of a collaboration of all that put together, you know, over the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times when I'm saying like, oh, this color or that, you know, I'm thinking of something that I've seen done,
right,
you know, over the last 30 years,
right,
and so many different. It's like if you just build your own houses and sell them over and over, that's good. But when you work with other customers and build their design and do that over and over for so many different people, you start, you know, really expanding your variety of what you do. And I think that's what I do sometimes.
Well, sure, just
I
the nature.
From all over, you
And
know?
Just the nature of Pensacola, where we live, I've said it many times, it's different what you're going to do on the beach versus East Hill,
right,
or North Hill, or versus if you get up towards Camatomet,
right,
and some of the more rural areas. Totally different, wouldn't you say?
It definitely is. If you're, like, downtown and you're wanting that historical look,
right,
or what they call, like, the gingerbread look, the older style, or if you're on the beach and you want the light colors, you know, like more of the ocean vibe and light colors, or if you're out in Cantonment and you want more of the farmhouse style.
Right.
It can really vary a lot just in our area right here.
So,
that's part of it.
All right. So we're in the middle of March now, believe it or not. So that means it's great weather coming up, not too hot yet. So I would imagine that'd be the perfect time to take on a project. So if somebody's thinking about it, what would you recommend? If you're looking at your house and you're trying to decide which project to tackle first, do you recommend indoors, outdoors? How do you typically come up with that game plan?
Right. Well, I mean, sometimes it's just based off what you want to get done, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to spend your money on? What do you want to see happen? Sometimes you can base it off weather, because, like, if you want to paint the outside of your house, springtime's really good for that. Fall time's good. Summertime's okay, too. The wintertime, it can freeze the paint, and the paint can actually change colors. Same way with the summertime. It can get too hot, and the paint can start drying up and kind of clumping up as you're working.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's really hot or really cold, that's not the best. But, you know, springtime, fall time is a great time to paint. But besides that, I mean, you can really get away with doing it any time. You just got to pick a good day and decent weather. But it kind of comes down to, like, you know, what all you're looking at doing. If you're looking at, like, say, putting a new roof on and new windows in, I would probably do that before I did the siding and painting, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're like, hey, I'm not going to put windows in, you could probably go ahead and do, like, painting, shutters, landscaping, stuff like that. If you want to change your door out, like, that's probably something you want to do first before you go and, you know, redo your siding. So just things like that. You have to take an overall view of what you're trying to accomplish and then pick from there.
Well, that's why your consultation is so important, because you would know better than I what's best to do first.
Right.
In terms of construction and remodeling.
And so that's why I always tell people, hey, you can just do a consultation if you want instead of an estimate, because if you do a consultation, you can kind of get a good idea of where you want to start and then go with an estimate from there.
Right. So how do people reach you?
Right. So you can actually call our office, 850-332-5905.
Okay.
Or you can just stop by and see us in person at 9320 North Palahawk Street.
Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So if you've got a question, text it in this morning, 850-437-1620. This is a good one. So how do your material prices compare to retail box stores?
So I think our prices compare really well.
Mm-hmm.
So in most cases, you can get a better deal from us, especially if you're talking about, like, the big box stores. So we price shop. So we, you know, a lot of times I will go to, like, the big box stores and see what they're selling and what they're charging, because I want to make sure we stay competitive. And you're fine with a lot of small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the stuff you get with a smaller business, is that personable service that, hey, it matters to us. Selling material matters to us, right? So we want to know what our competition's doing, and we want to make sure we're competitive with that. So that's one thing we do. But a lot of times what's hard to really convey to people is ours may say – we can sell it 10 cent cheaper, right? Mm-hmm. But we're getting a much better material.
Right.
So like when we're ordering and importing our material, in most cases, we're getting a 20 millimeter acrylic bead finish on our flooring. A lot of the big box stores don't have that. Mm-hmm. We're getting a pad attached to the back of it. A lot of big box stores don't have that. Most big box stores try to sell you a pad additionally as an additional charge so they can advertise their flooring and say, hey, our flooring's $1.99 a square foot. Then you get there, buy it, and you got to pay 60 cents for pad to go on.
Oh,
when our
I
pad
see.
Is already attached. Sure.
Right. That makes sense.
So in general, we do try to keep our prices very competitive and or cheaper than the box stores.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of which, you're also getting this much better material. And if you really take your time and do your research into what you're buying, you will find that our not only are our prices very competitive, but our quality material is much better.
Okay, we got another question from one of our listeners. This is an interesting one. Have you found that you've been affected by the recent chaos in the Middle East as far as shipping and pricing?
Right. So, you know, we like to really look out ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were already pretty stocked up on material, and we've got material already stacked for the next 4 or 5 months, right?
Uh-huh.
So we're not necessarily affected yet. If this continues on throughout the whole year, then, I mean, at some point, if nothing else, gas prices will affect shipping, and that in return will affect us in price. But as of now, we haven't really seen much effect to it, and I'm confident Trump's going to wrap this up. So.
Well, that's good news.
I'd like to see it wrapped up before our supply
today
gets
would
too
be good.
Low.
Today would be good, but okay.
No, I can hold it out a couple months.
Okay,
I give him a couple
deal.
Months.
Okay, so talk a little bit, Jonathan. We've had some discussions. It's been a while since we've talked about the flooring because I learned so much from you in terms of vinyl plank, luxury vinyl plank, all those different types of choices. Can you talk a little bit about that and what your recommendations are and maybe a little bit about the trends that you're seeing now? Because as we've said before, tile used to be the thing, or you know, you
and
had different things.
Laminate, bath.
Yeah,
right. In the 80s, it was carpet everywhere,
yeah,
even on the walls.
I know. Yeah. And there was avocado and mustard appliances.
Right, yes. And you know, they say some of those colors are coming back.
Oh, please no.
Oh, no. I just saw it at a builder show, like turquoise green, like toilets and vanities, like sinks, you know,
no,
bathtubs.
No.
And they say some of them bright colors are starting to make their way back. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh. Okay.
You might be surprised. It might look good. I don't know. I will say the samples that I saw them setting up, I was like, I'm not sure I like it. But
that
you know,
says a lot
seeing,
coming from seeing, you because you're pretty open-minded about that stuff.
Yeah, I just didn't really like the toilets and stuff. They were like turquoise. But,
oh, gosh.
But we'll see as time goes on. You know?
Okay.
So, but so right now, you know, mostly what's trendy is vinyl plank, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
and explain what that is in case someone doesn't know.
Right. So if you look throughout history, the last 200 years, right, mostly what we like to put down on our floors is something that looks like wood. Originally wood, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you go into like these older houses in East Hill, you're going to find real hardwood flooring.
Right.
Coming out of that, and wood, you know, obviously has gotten so expensive over the years because so many houses being built. There's
it's
only so many
pretty
trees.
Pretty high maintenance, too,
very
isn't it?
Very high maintenance.
Yeah.
Then we moved on to, like, in the early 2000s, we had laminate. Well, if you look at all the laminate that was being sold, it looked like wood. It's
mm-hmm.
still that same effect that they're trying to achieve. So then you go from that to, you know, say, like, 2010 to 2000, you know, 15 really in there is where it really got big, like a laminate flooring.
Mm-hmm.
It still looks like wood, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's just a different material.
Yeah.
The floor is still trying to achieve the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go from a laminate to vinyl plank is what's really popular now. All vinyl plank is they took, you know, a laminate flooring basically and made a better delivery system for
mm-hmm.
it. So they made a better core. So what the core is made out of, you can either get like an SPC, which is a stone and concrete composite core, or you can get a WCP, which is basically like sawdust and plastic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically a plastic core. But the difference is that the laminate was a pressboard core, so if it got wet, it would just swell up and come apart and bow, opposed to the plastic or stone doesn't really get affected by water, so therefore holds up better. And then also the finish we put on it is now an acrylic bead finish, so it just holds up a little bit better to like scratches, things like that. But if you look throughout history, all of our floors that we've had always look like wood. So that
right.
style's not going away.
Right.
Wood's timeless. It's going to be here forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even in the early 2000s when everybody was doing like plank tile, so
ceramic
tile
yes.
looked like plank,
yes.
it still was made to look like a wood floor, supposedly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So what's really trendy now is more so just natural wood colors.
Right.
For a long time, we were seeing like a lot of variation in the flora, you know, like a lot of barn woods and grays.
I've noticed lighter colors.
Lighter natural wood colors. It seems to be what most people are trending towards. And still that natural wood look, though.
Okay. I got a question from a listener. I have 3 dogs and 2 cats. What's the best flooring for my family?
Well, so it's going to depend on your house a lot. There's a lot
Is
of stuff.
Is there a flooring for that many animals?
Well, so, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that will hold up to it, right?
Okay.
So you can get like a good vinyl plank for it. You just, what's more important than the vinyl plank is the finish on it, how much finish is on it. So like that wear layer is going to start at a 0.5 and go to a 20 millimeter. That's how much acrylic is on top of it. Stop it from getting scratched. With that being said, that'd be a great floor, and you could do an SPC or WCP depending on your subfloor, as long as the wear layer is high enough on it to stop it from getting scratched. You know, you can always do ceramic. Ceramic always holds up well to pets. That's always a good option.
It doesn't scratch.
Not really. No. I mean, you can scratch ceramic for sure. It doesn't scratch easily. I'll put it that way. It should hold up for quite a while. And then from there, you could always do like a real wood floor. You just got to make sure you really put a good polyurethane, good coating on it. And the upside to that is you can always sand it down later and refinish it. But there's a lot of different options. A lot of times it will come down more so to your house and what fits your house better. Because most all options will have an option in there that will hold up to pets and children and things like that. So like vinyl plank will, tile will, wood will, you know. So it really comes down to what fits in your house best and what goes with your design. And then we can get a floor in that category that will hold up.
Right. Okay. So where should they call to make an appointment?
Right. So you can call us at 850-332-5905.
That's what I recommend, just in case you were wondering.
Right.
Okay. So I recommend that you get a consultation with Jonathan, because as you can tell, he really knows his stuff, and he can adapt to what your needs are, and that's what's so important. I've got some more questions coming in this morning. Does Jonathan build decks?
We do. We actually build one today. It's a
great
weather
for
it. Yeah, we're doing one downtown today.
Okay, what does it look like? I'm curious.
Oh, well,
when you
we
say
haven't
deck,
built it yet.
When
yeah,
you say
right,
deck,
right.
That could be all kinds of things, right?
So we're actually matching what the lady has. So she has like maybe a 10x10 like lower deck, and then it steps up. To a larger, you know, step-up deck that's probably also like a 10 by 16. And it's just like old, decayed, and starting to rot and things like that. And so when I went out there to look at it, she basically said, I love my deck. I just, you know, it's starting to rot. So I was like, we can just tear it down and build the same thing back. So we're basically just copying the footprint that's already existing. We're just removing it and building a new one.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay.
Yeah, and those jobs are easy, because I'd be like, okay, I can look at what you got. It's easy to design that, you know.
Sure.
If you love that, we'll just keep it.
Sure, that's
you know,
that
just
sounds
rebuild
good.
It, so.
No, that's great. Well, I mean, we have beautiful weather pretty much year round. So decks are pretty popular in this area.
Yeah, we do. You know, we always get like a little bit of rain in May, usually around that time. So you got to kind of factor that in. But most of the time we can just work around those days and we're new inside stuff. So for the most part, we have pretty good weather year round here.
Yeah. Okay. We got another question. And if you have one for Jonathan, 850-437-1620, talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So he's our expert on the panel this morning. Does vinyl plank grip well when walking on it? Looks slick in some photos I've seen. That's a good question.
Right. So that goes both ways, right? So we have a lot of vinyl plank that will be textured. So it will feel textured when you rub your hand across it.
Huh.
And so that really comes down to selecting your material. Some people will like it very textured and it grips a little better when you walk on it. The downside to it is that will hold dirt and things like that more, because that will get down in that texture. Same thing with like a bevel. So we have some vinyl plank that has a beveled edge that's made to look more like, you know, individual boards with like a little bevel between them.
I think I've seen that, yeah.
Right. And then we have some even with what's called a micro bevel. Bevel is just a very, very small bevel. And then we have some that just butt flat together. So we have a lot of vinyl plank is very smooth. And then we have a lot that is textured too. So it really comes down to picking a floor you like. And personally, I do like the texture better, because I think it feels better and feels more real when you walk on it. But like I said, the downside to it is that dirt will get trapped in there and stuff. So you got to clean it more.
Right.
So some people will want it more smooth because it's easier to keep clean. Like, especially like when we're going and doing like commercial work and stuff like that, they don't want a heavy texture in there because it just holds more dirt.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
But you can get it both ways for sure.
Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is a good one. This is kind of cute. Does anybody do carpeting anymore?
Right. You know, I've got the best carpet guy in Pensacola. His name's Harry. He's almost 70 years old.
Oh, no kidding.
And he's been with me for 20-something years. And he's been doing carpet since they started doing carpet in, like, 1960.
Not on the walls anymore, though, thank goodness.
No, he was doing carpet all the way through the 80s. And, and he started with me maybe the early 2000s. And he's done my carpet ever since.
Wow,
So, yeah, you can call us for carpet. Harry will be happy. He's always asking me every week, how many carpet jobs do I have? He just does our carpet. That's all he does.
That's great. I love that you have people that are special. You do have a team that they each specialize in certain aspects of the reconstruction.
Right, and Harry's literally been doing carpet for a long time.
Well, then he probably could tell us. I heard, too, that shag carpets might be coming
back. I'm sure he laid a bunch of that, like, a long time ago.
Talk about a back of nightmare.
He's probably listening this morning.
Hey,
I know I know he's getting ready to go to the races. But yeah, he's been doing it for me since I started my store.
Wow.
And so he's been doing it for me for about 22, 23 years. And that's all he does, carpet. So we have a guy at our store that does nothing but carpet. And usually we do a couple carpet jobs a week.
Oh, no kidding.
He does 2 to 3 a week out of our store.
Really?
So it's not tons and tons of carpet, but at least 2 or 3 carpet jobs a week he does.
Yeah.
And so what we will find is a lot of people will like to have carpet like in their bedroom.
That's
when they step
what I've
out
seen.
Of the bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also find a lot of investment properties. They will cut like the guest bedrooms off and carpet them because carpet's cheaper. So it's easier to save money in those areas. They'll do like a vinyl plank through the main area and in the master bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will put carpet in the guest bedrooms. We also find upstairs of houses. The carpet can really cut down on the noise.
That's true. Yeah.
Carpet
and I've noticed
pad,
that a lot of times that you see it upstairs. So,
right.
And especially if you're doing an investment property and you're going to have turnover with renters, that's probably easier to replace.
Well, and so people will tell me all the time, they say, well, you know, I'll have to tear the carpet and replace it if I put it in my rental house, but it's also half the cost. So you can replace it twice for what you're going to put vinyl plank in for.
Right.
And so I always remind people of that. Like, okay, we'll say 10 years from now, you got to tear the carpet out and replace it and put new carpet in that new carpet last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're still getting 20 years for the same amount of money that you're getting on the vinyl plank. Because reality is the vinyl plank's probably going to last 20 years and you have to tear it out too. So when people say, you know, oh, well, carpet gets ruined, I got to replace it more often, but you're only paying half as much. So you can replace it twice and you're still at the same price. So definitely carpet still has a big hold in our industry and I don't think it's going away.
Okay.
Maybe it's not going to be everywhere, but I don't think it's going away.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask a question that I've been curious about because of getting to know Jonathan and you're obviously passionate about what you do. What is your favorite project? When someone calls and says, I'm thinking about doing blah, 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 and you go, yes, I want to do that. Do you have a couple of those?
You know, I really like doing like the whole house renovations.
Ooh, the whole house?
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
I like doing investment properties though, where people give me a house and like, here, get it ready to be sold,
a makeover.
And here's your budget, you know.
We need to get
and
you
then
a TV
I can just
show.
Go in there and do it the way I want to do it.
Yeah.
Or if I'm doing one for myself, like I'll flip a lot of houses for myself, so I usually have a couple going on at a time
for me.
Yeah. And so those ones, like, I usually on the weekends I work and I go work on my own houses.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't bother me. Like I don't look forward to having Saturday and Sunday off laying around my house doing nothing, you know. Like I look forward to Saturday. Like I'm like, oh, I can go over to
now
Sierra
I
can get my trim put in this weekend or I can get my cabinets put in. Because to me, if I'm working on one of my own houses, it's not really work. I enjoy doing it. And I don't mind. It's relaxing. I took my son with me this last weekend. And so he's 12, so it's kind of like, you know, like he's dying.
You know? He's like, Dad, we're done. I want to go swim or something.
Right. But that usually lasts for like a good hour in the morning,
uh-huh.
and then he's ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, because he knows that like once we're there, I'm there to work, and we're not going to stop until we're done. So you can drag around for the next all day, or you can hurry up and get this done.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually after about an hour, he's like, all right, let's get it done. Because he knows there's no other choice.
I love it.
And then I'll pay him at the end of the day, and then he's happy he came.
Aww.
You know.
Well, I think it's great that you're passionate about what you do. And I think that makes a big difference for credibility, for responsibility, you know, and accountability. I think it makes a big difference.
Right. And like I said, we've been here. I've been in business since 2005.
That's but a long time.
I'm about to turn 40, so I think I got a good 25 years to go.
Right,
I got about 25 years to go, so I'm not looking to go anywhere anytime soon.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Jonathan Cook is here with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We're already out of time. Just flew by.
I know, it goes right by so fast.
What's your number and how can we reach you and what's your website?
So you can reach us at 850-332-5905. You can stop by the store and see us in person, 9320 North Palafox, or look us up at jonathansflooring.com. We just launched a new website yesterday.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So I haven't even seen the final one yet.
All right. Thanks, Jonathan. All right.